Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need to know,
it's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Republicans hold on to the House, that majority. So, okay, that's a good thing. And it's also, all right, now you got some power. You got the executive branch. You got the House. You got the Senate. Boy, you better get things done.
Yes.
And I think if it's up to Trump, a lot of things will get done. But he's got to work with some of these senators, especially. They're entrenched, man. So we've got Thune is the guy, the pick over Rick Scott. Well, nothing against him personally, but he was like a Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Buddy pal.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll get back to that one a little bit, okay? That, you can make sense of that as the choice, although it wasn't the best choice for that reason, all right? Mitch McConnell, pal, way too close to him.
Yep.
That's the entrenched side of the Senate. Those are the bozos we don't want anymore. That, the whole idea of voting for Trump was get rid of the old school and the folks who used to do it the old way. Mm. We don't want your entrenchment. You know, you're just a step away from being a Dick or a Liz, as in Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what we want. That's not what we voted for. They better get out of the way or help with Trump's agenda. But if there's anything where they're stepping in the way, roadblocking, slowing things down, I hope there's hell to pay for those folks. I really do. But the biggest thing is going to be Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
Attorney General.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't. And he resigned right away from Congress. Like, wow, you think you got that job in the bag. Goes once again back to the Senate. They have to approve him for Attorney General. And he doesn't have a lot of friends.
No.
Or he certainly has some people who are not his friends in the Republican Party. He's not a shoo-in. So there's a lot of head-scratching going on when it comes to that appointment. Mm. And, you know, can I just throw out there Pam Bondi? What? She was the Attorney General of Florida, seemed to do a pretty adequate job, at least from a no-nonsense crime fighter perspective.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, and we know she was very loyal to Trump, as far as I know. Matt Gaetz,
man,
this guy,
he's a lightning rod.
Well, innocent until proven guilty, as far as there's these investigations and charges. Well, come to find out, maybe one of the reasons he resigned so quickly now is because apparently a report was going to come out today or tomorrow that from the Ethics Committee about, you know, possible behavior or not good behavior.
But by stepping aside, it doesn't come out.
Well, but it's going to, I mean, things are already coming out.
Right.
So you're going to have to now play defense. And this is going to be interesting. All right. So here's one edition of the story. Trump announced his choice of Gaetz on True Social, saying he will end weaponization government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. You want us to have faith in the Justice Department? Absolutely. But to have a guy who is, I know allegations doesn't mean he's guilty. if we could take an additional step back, okay, after we have seen what has happened to Donald Trump, the weaponization that went on, these crazy cases that he, you know, lost or nearly lost or whatever, where nobody else in the same situation would have never seen the inside of a courtroom.
No.
But it's Trump. It's politically motivated. It's obvious. Now, the only defense that I can make for Gates is that maybe the same kind of thing was happening to him. Maybe there was a weaponization. They decided to go after him. A little too Trumpian, a little too much of a big mouth, you know. Mm-hmm. And so let's take him down. Now, that could be, but his pal, one of his closest buddies, is in prison for these things, sex trafficking, et cetera. Now, I just, out of all the people that could be qualified, why him?
Yeah.
And it was Fetterman that said something about it, too. He said he's a pick that was just designed to get the left to melt down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he threw him out there just so that they could go crazy. But, you know, you quit your job. You're not certain of the new job. That's weird. Then you find out, well, he quit his job right away because there might have been some unflattering things that were going to come out. I mean, Trump and the people around him have to know that. It's not like, you know, Gates' life is lived in a vacuum. I mean, these things have been public. So I just think that is, out of all the picks, that's the one where I can't wrap my head around. And
it's a shake my head moment.
And if there's people that know, they go, oh, no. You know, those allegations were definitely cooked up. They didn't have a case. That's why they dropped the case and never charged him. But where did that all stem from? Where did that all come from? And is he the guy that you want to lead the DOJ into more respected, quote-unquote, times, you know? I mean, so you've got a tarnished DOJ. There's no doubt about it. This Merrick Garland was an absolute bozo. Just absolutely terrible on every level. And our faith in the DOJ is at its lowest point, I think, in American history. And so you're going to replace Merrick Garland with Matt Gaetz? I'm open-minded about the whole thing. If there's a reasonable explanation, Greg, what do you think?
Well, it's just the irony of suddenly you're going to run an organization that was looking at you. That's a little odd in itself. Like I said, the lightning rod. You don't need people like that are going to bring negative attention to your administration. And he, more than anybody else, is the one who's going to do that.
Yeah, unnecessary negative attention. Look, they're going to get negative attention.
Sure.
It's Trump. I mean, the derangement syndrome is not going to heal in a day.
Oh, no.
But, you know, as to my analogy in my promo yesterday, I said, look, our nation is divided and hurting. We need healing.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Trump and his courageous team are on it, and the prognosis is great. And then comes Dr. Gates. You know, I'm using this doctor thing as a theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out his real name is Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
Whoa. Okay, fine.
I got to give you a...
That one hurt.
I got to give you a heads up. I need my own button for my own rim shot.
There's a reason you don't.
I want it.
Sorry, it's not your contract.
I need that button.
Not your contract.
You want me to have that button. Happy Thursday, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, it's all here. Don't go anywhere, 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today.
Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.